This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
The sacred fire of liberty is on here. We have Jonathan E. Ward, the FDA Dragon Slayer, with us each and every week. Just an hour delayed due to scheduling, but never too late to cover the things that are important to us in defense of individual liberty, limited Republican form of government, and, of course, taking on the bureaucratic oligarchy like nobody else does. Jonathan E. Ward, my friend, thank you for being here.
Great to be with you, Robert.
All right. Well, let's just do a quick follow-up here. Last week, we talked about Gottlieb's statements on a federal level talking to the states about vaccine exemption laws being too lax. And I'm like, on what basis does the head of the FDA have anything to say about, in his official capacity particularly, I mean, anybody can say it, but in his official capacity, say anything about state exemption laws to vaccines?
He has nothing to say about administration of drugs. That is to say, how physicians choose to use drugs or how the states choose to regulate the practice of medicine by physicians in making available those drugs, or in patients having access or not to those drugs based on their elections. So, you know, the FDA is in the business of approving drugs, determining their relative safety and efficacy, and approving them into the market, which it does an abysmal job of. And he's speaking way beyond his jurisdiction when he talks about whether or not people who wish not to vaccinate their children should be able to do that. There's no statute on the books on the federal level that compels people to be vaccinated, and there's no basis in history for the federal government to assume jurisdiction over that matter, it being one that has been followed by the states since the turn of the 20th century, not be something that is usurped by the federal government. So Gottlieb is clearly out of line. He has spoken without a statute giving him a basis, and he's just pounding his drum because he happens to be commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration. Well, that's not enough. You've got to have a statute. You have to have jurisdictional authority to make statements about vaccine exemptions, and he has no jurisdiction in that area. So he would do well not to speak beyond his jurisdiction, and I'm afraid that that is a terribly unfortunate sign, because if you're an officer of the government and you don't respect the limits on your power,
right,
then you are a tyrant.
Well, it speaks to me of somebody pulling his strings behind the scenes. We've seen such a public relations push, you know, through the media, of course. They just, you know, yesterday there were some hearings, I think in the House, about the so-called measles outbreaks that are not any more or less than on any average year, and nobody is really dying of it, although we've talked about in terms of general health that if you have an immunocompromised person, they can die of a yeast infection. You know, so to say that measles is the cause of any of these things as well, it belies what we call the law of the terrain, the understanding of the immune system that unfortunately many in the allopathic community, they're not trained well in as they're focusing more on injecting people this way. Now, yesterday, interestingly enough, the House of Representatives, this health committee of some kind was grilling a CDC. I won't say grilling. They were softballing a CDC person and NIH, Anthony Fauci. This guy's been in that position for years. He doles out billions of dollars every year. I think he's more powerful than the president with the amount of money he has control over year after year after year. He's like a king or an emperor of his domain at NIH. But he was asked a question about encephalitis or encephalopathy after an MMR vaccine. He says, that doesn't happen. They said, that doesn't happen. Does it, Dr. Fauci? And Fauci said, no, that the vaccine doesn't cause that, which is an absolute lie. He's under oath, and you can go right to the insert on the MMR vaccine and see that that is one of the known effects. However rare it may be, it is possible, and it does happen.
Well, there are many reactions to the MMR vaccine, not least of which is that the kids contract a high fever, sometimes go into convulsions.
Yes.
This doesn't happen with every child, for sure, but it does happen with some. And as a result, you could have brain damage. You have a child with brain damage if that were to happen to your child. So the prudence of avoiding that sort of thing might be wise and, an individual choice. Let's celebrate freedom here. So allow parents to make the decision for themselves and their children. Let's not have the government usurp the parental role.
Mm-hmm.
And then this whole notion of compelling people against their will to be vaccinated or as a condition precedent to entry into school. This is going to be looked at, I predict, mm-hmm. in years hence as a period of barbarism.
Yes.
And authoritarianism where the state coerced and cajoled people into vaccinating their kids against their better judgment. And as we gain greater understanding of the effects of vaccinations, I think we're going to appreciate that this decision of parents is not an unwise one. I don't mean to criticize those who choose, based on current information, to vaccinate in certain instances. That's their choice. They should have that freedom. But likewise, those who choose, based on the information, not to vaccinate mm-hmm. their children, they should be respected. This is an area of evolving science. The notion that somehow science has stayed is absurd. We know that yes. when kids are vaccinated, that despite the vaccination, a number of those kids will get the very same illness they've been vaccinated for. And in addition to that, we also know that a number of kids will be harmed from vaccines. That's why they have the National Vaccine Fund, which is there because there were so many complaints of injury associated with vaccinations that Congress acted to protect the drug industry from the suits. I'm gagging as I say that.
Yeah, well, exactly. We're not big fans of it. But, I guess the big point here is...
But it's definitely a recognition that it happens. And
yes.
what's happening now is this political dogma
mm-hmm.
is superseding science, which happens so often on the federal level.
But what happens, when the so-called federal scientists, like a Fauci, the head of NIAID, can lie under oath about the encephalitis, in follow-up to the vaccine. Again, we're not saying it happens every time, and that wasn't the question, but that it can happen at all. And he says, no. I'm thinking, how is it, obviously this is a lawlessness example of the willingness to lie on the federal level and expect that no repercussions or consequences occur.
Well, even if he didn't lie, he's speaking then out of ignorance. And rather, one of the most unfortunate things is that quite frequently, individuals who are in these positions, I don't know what the MD degree does to people's mental psyche and how, but I certainly understand that a lot of people who are physicians are quite arrogant. That's been my experience, and they're unwilling and flexible in many instances. And this is part of the problem of the practice of medicine. Again, I don't mean to say that all doctors are that way. I certainly know many doctors who are not. I know
yes.
many who are.
Yes.
And the problem is that, again, when politics supersedes science, when people will not admit, the intelligent answer would be either I don't know or I'm not familiar with the science in that area and can't speak intelligibly about it. But, of course, that would be an embarrassment. So instead, they try to appear to be knowledgeable in all areas, and it's just simply not possible with such a breadth of science that the federal government supervises. So you get these pat answers coming back. It's the same thing with these people who say that, unless we vaccinate 100% of the population, we're going to suffer because there won't be this herd immunity. Well, again, that suffers from a lack of logic or a lack of appreciation for the significance of the fact that even with 100% vaccination, you would still have some people contracting the very illnesses for which the vaccines were created. The drug companies don't claim 100% success with the vaccination. And that's true of all vaccinations, not simply one
right.
vaccine out of the bunch. So that would mean that there would still be the progression of illness of one kind or another in the world
mm-hmm.
and in our world. And the more intelligent option seems to me to be the choice that many schools make, which is once they detect the presence of a more than just a seasonal infection with the flu that it hasn't become epidemic, but once they detect an epidemic, they invite people to stay at home,
mm-hmm.
basically because, I mean, when you're on a cruise ship and you have a virus circulating aboard the ship, what do? Well, they disembark. People who are on the ship get off. They go to medical authorities, and then they clean the ship, and they don't invite people onto the ship until they believe they're satisfied that they have decontaminated the ship. Well, the same can be done with a school, and the same analogy applies to a school. We can't stop disease. There's no way. Vaccination is not going to end disease in the world. It's not going to end any of the contagious diseases that commonly afflict us and that
mm-hmm.
are transmuted into other forms that change their DNA to meet each challenge. It's not possible to completely wipe out disease. Will vaccination put a dent in it? Well, yes, I'm sure that some vaccines will put a dent in it. The question becomes if there are side effects of the vaccine.
What are they trading?
Yeah, and look, if California has, as I last looked at, something like 90-some-odd% of vaccination of youth, volitional vaccination of youth before the latest imposition of the state upon people. Well, are you telling me that remaining 2% poses a vital threat to the entire population that has been vaccinated? Utter nonsense. Utter nonsense. There's no scientific proof to support that. In the Virginia General Assembly, I was asked to submit testimony in written form to the General Assembly on a bill that was proposed to eliminate all the exemptions in the state and to compel people to be vaccinated as a condition to go to school. And I explained that in the state of Virginia, I looked at all the evidence, and the state of Virginia was something, again, in the 90s,
yes.
The percent of kids who are volitionally vaccinated. Then I asked, well, are you going to have the entire weight of the state come crashing down on that 2% or 3% that are not being vaccinated and their parents and disabuse them of their
Stand by, Jonathan. The break is coming crashing down on us right now. We're going to take a break. Jonathan Emord, we'll talk more about this vaccine issue, plus another liar beyond Fauci, Cohen, and his testimony. What's the smoking gun? Did he find one? We're going to find out after this.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Continuing now with Jonathan Emord, the FDA Dragon Slayer. It's known as the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. RobertScottBell.com. You can go to Emord.com. We have it all linked up in the show notes. And real quick, you were asked to submit, you were mentioning to Virginia, to the Commonwealth there, that legislative body about the vaccine mandates. And you had asked the question about the full weight and force of the government, right?
Right. So you got 2% or 3% of people who are not vaccinating their kids. The question becomes then, what proof do you have that that 2 to 3% poses a risk to anyone? What proof do you have? And they have no proof. They have no proof that the 98%, 97% that have been vaccinated, if you buy into their whole mantra, that those people are now insulated from the risk of disease, they have no proof that the 2 to 3 remaining percent are carriers of any disease, let alone of the infectious diseases that are the rallying cry for the passage of legislation to eliminate the exemptions. So based on the facts that exist, the election of individuals not to vaccinate poses no threat whatsoever, even if you buy the proposition that vaccines are 100% effective and carry no risks. Even if you buy that, you cannot prove that the small minority of folks who are not vaccinating their kids pose any risk whatsoever. And not only that, you could never prove 100% vaccination. And the simple example is none of the people who go to the school from the outside are vaccinated. You have the people who deliver the milk, deliver supplies, who take away the trash, who repair the plumbing. All these people who are roaming about the school, interacting with people at the school, most of the adults who work at the school are not vaccinated.
But we know, Jonathan, that there are governmental efforts, including Healthy People 2020, to bring adult mandates into existence here in this country.
Right. But the point is, there are not epidemics raging all over the United States because of these unvaccinated people roaming about interacting with people in the school every single day. And the reason is hygiene. And the reason is people are cautious. And the reason is when people are sick, they usually respect other people and stay at home until they're well. The whole mythology of the school being some sort of infection paradigm that is unique is simply not true. Mm-hmm. Churches and other gathering points and sporting events, going to a store, all of these things, any municipal event that you're at, all these places pose a risk of potential risk of disease being conveyed. Mm-hmm. But the fact of the matter is that we have thus far not experienced the kind of epidemic that one would expect as in years of old. And the reason is not only is it because of a change in circumstances, people are healthier these days, better immune systems, but also because people are more circumspect. They understand disease. They understand how it's transmitted better. They appreciate not to cough in someone's face. They appreciate that they can't share food or drink and so forth. We have a different, we have a hygienic society by and large, and we screw up the whole program when we allow illegal aliens to come into the United States who are sick and don't care about them, release them and allow them to spread disease. When we have no control over immigration, such that diseases alien to the continental United States are brought here, that could create a contagion and spread that. You don't hear all these pro-vaccine people screeching up and down that, oh my goodness, anybody who comes to the United States should be vaccinated. Vaccinated at the border. Don't let them in if they're
the kids.
You don't hear that.
Which begs the question, Jonathan, if I were to give benefit of the doubt to the people who, you know, sincerely believe that vaccines are preventing disease, and, you know, I believe there are a lot of people that do believe that, but the agenda to promote vaccines the way with the heavy hand or fist of government via force, coercion, etc., is now devolved into an anti-freedom rallying point where it subjugates everybody to medical edicts not supported by any constitutional enumerated power. And I would say that there's enough evidence within the medical literature that people who are vaccinated fully are suffering with chronic degradation diseases of the immune system, including cancers, autoimmunity, neurological degradation, and that would mean that there's profit to be made. As we've talked about, the business of disease is disease. That's where the money comes from.
Well, there's a massive community in academia, for example, to get grants.
Oh, yes.
That depends upon the scare tactic.
And Fauci, again, comes to play here. We got to take another break here. I don't want to go long again, but Jonathan Emore, it's always great to talk to about these principles behind all of the news in the health and healing arena, dietary supplements, etc. And we're going to push back on the oligarchy in many ways when we come back from this break.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, is finished with a closed-door hearing in front of a House Intelligence Committee. A second bill on gun background checks is headed to the Senate after passage by the Democratic-led House. The final vote was 228-198. Republican Congressman from Louisiana, Steve Scalise, on the bill that passed.
Their bill would not have done anything to stop these tragedies. Las Vegas, their bill wouldn't have done anything. What it would do is make criminals out of law-abiding citizens.
Those bills now both will head to the Republican-led Senate. Arizona Republican Senator Martha McSally says she thinks President Trump did the right thing by leaving his summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un after Kim refused to agree to give up his nuclear weapons.
The bad deal is something this president was not going to agree to, and I support him in walking away while keeping the pressure on to try and get a breakthrough for the full denuclearization.
McSally was speaking there on Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, not to brag, but Buffalo Wild Wings is the official chicken wing of the NCAA. Yep, soak it in. You know who isn't the official chicken wing of the NCAA? Your couch. Because your couch doesn't have a partnership deal with the NCAA. So do you want to be home on your couch, the official nothing of the NCAA? Or do you want to be at Buffalo Wild Wings? The official place that has lots of TVs and beers and screaming fans, and it's officially better than your couch for college basketball. Buffalo Wild Wings. Please drink responsibly.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
So not to belabor the liars in government point, but hey, why not? It's happening all the time. You witness what happens with these so-called testimonies that are brought into Congress. They'll even swear under oath and they'll lie. And there are people with histories of lying to do that. And I think many people witnessed yesterday, in particular, Cohen's testimony. And, of course, the smoking gun was discovered. Oh, wait, no, there wasn't. Where's the Russia collusion, Jonathan?
There isn't any Russian collusion that we're aware of, that is, that the public is aware of based on what has been communicated in the media and what we understand to be the results of the investigations by Congress. I mean, many members of Congress who are senior ranking members on these committees have said there just isn't any evidence whatsoever that they've been able to find of collusion between the Trump, President Trump and Russia to affect the elections. The whole idea really is preposterous because in the first instance, you would have to have some sort of not just a discussion with a Russian. The Democrats talk to the Russians all the time, and they Hillary Clinton even colluded with the Russians in a way that actually could be prosecuted if the Justice Department were actually just, and that is to the Uranium One deal, where she actually benefited herself through the Clinton Foundation with financial support by helping Russia acquire virtual total control, almost total control over the American uranium supply necessary for production of nuclear weapons in addition to other things. And that's an outrage, and there are many like that, conflicts of interest by Clinton that went without any bit of prosecution. The transmission of her entire correspondence to the Secretary of State, to her private server in violation of the Freedom of Information Act laws, and also violation of the Espionage Act, because she had confidential information, secret information, transmitted, classified information transmitted to her server, over 100 separate instances of classified information being transmitted to an unsecure server. But all of this went by without any prosecution. Now they're desperately trying to find the slightest indication that Donald Trump communicated about Russia with anyone, and then they try to blow that out of proportion to be an example of an attempt, an untoward attempt to influence the outcome of the election. There's so many holes in theory, and then it falls apart because there just isn't any evidence to tie in President Trump with any of it. So then they are relying on these secondary and tertiary allegations. You know, you have Cohen admit point blank he has no knowledge of collusion by the president, but he can't be believed anyway. Then you have him trying to spin these webs of hatred against Trump one way or another. Well, let's face it. This is the guy who chose to represent him. When you're a lawyer, you have an ethical obligation. The ethical obligation is not just to protect the confidences of the client, which he violated, but in addition to that, it is to, first and foremost, uphold your oath and uphold the rules of legal ethics in your practice. Well, did he for 1 minute think any of these things at the time were unethical when he did them? Well, maybe he did. Maybe he was giving President Trump advice on how to do things that were illegal. If President Trump did do something that was illegal, then Cohen is equally liable. And indeed, the real question is, who's more liable? Well, Cohen, as a lawyer, presumably understands the law and realizes that if he were pursuing illegal activity for Donald Trump, he was doing so within the intent to violate the law. That is Cohen. Now, did Donald Trump understand he was violating the law, or did he understand that Cohen recommended this as an option? We don't know. But this information Cohen is spewing against Trump, which, again, is not impeachable. We're not talking about any impeachable offense here. We're all talking about whether he violated financial restrictions in the law. The real question becomes, did Donald Trump, even if you assume he did violate those financial laws on their face, did he have an intent to do so, or was he doing it because this was an option recommended to him by Cohen? I mean, we just don't know. But the point is, Cohen clearly knew if he undertook to help Donald Trump do something unlawful in financial fraud, for example, then he was fully cognizant and should be punished to the full extent of the law, whether or not Donald Trump knew that the recommendation was a fraud or not.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not a clear situation by any means, and the Southern District of New York prosecution is the one that, you know, if that's going to happen or not, is the one that will be of most concern. But that's likely to happen after Donald Trump leaves the White House, because it's not impeachable. And the president, as a sitting president, cannot be prosecuted unless there's an impeachment first. So he's not going to be, you know, the Southern District of New York might be setting up a situation where they would go after him after he gets out of office. But in the absence of an impeachment, he's not getting out of office. And I doubt very seriously that there's any impeachable offense that exists here. And as a result, you know, there's no obstruction of justice. He hasn't used the power of the presidency to collude with the Russians. There just isn't anything here. And the Democrats are weaving this thing into some enormous caper. You know, there's only so much flogging of the public that the public can stand, and the Democrats are doing an enormous amount of it, whether it's climate change, saying the end of the world is coming 10 years from now, the new Green Deal, which is going to bankrupt the United States, would be a $70 trillion boondoggle that would destroy flight, would basically put out of existence all who generate incomes that are over 100 grand, and would also end fossil fuel emissions, which would mean all businesses, essentially, that depend upon fuel would be put out of existence. Mm-hmm. We would be forced back into the Stone Age by this. And you've got all these Democrats cheering it, saying the Stone Age is where they want to go. And, you know, it shouldn't be called the New Green Deal. It should be called the New Stone Age Deal, because that's what it would give us. It would put us, you talk about ending our survival in 10 years, yeah, you adopt that new Green Deal, you'll do it. And in point of fact, you would not only do it, but you would ensure an invasion of the United States by our enemies, because they would be laughing all the way to the bank as they stole everything that we have, because we couldn't defend ourselves. Guess what fossil fuels bring us? Tanks, airplanes, munitions, weapons. Well, all the means that we use to defend ourselves.
And even food to survive on, for instance, the way it's gone now. And you think about all of those Democrats that are they're the promoters of this vaccine agenda that we talk about, whether you believe in them or not, the mandate issue. And you wouldn't have enough vaccines in the world to save the people that are going to die of starvation. So it just makes no sense. If they're bringing the apocalypse.
It is the lunatic fringe, and apparently the Democratic Party is held by the throat by this lunatic fringe. And rather than stand up for principle, it shows you how weak-willed these people are and how fickle they are and how unprincipled they are. You know, many of these people just a few years ago were spouting pro-capitalist remarks. We're talking about business opportunities, and they're talking about labor being important in this country. Now suddenly they all salute this Green New Deal, and they espouse all these far left views, and they embrace socialism, and they say that this is what the United States should have, that we ought to have free medical care. There's nothing free about free medical care. That just means redistribution of income.
Right.
That means you tax to death the rich, and you barely even put a dent in what the debt you've created to cause this massive influx increase in demand for medical services.
By the way, the Democrats have just introduced Medicare for All bill, eliminating employer-provided health insurance. Now, you know, Jonathan, I have a lot of problems with what they call health insurance. There's not a lot of health in it. I want to see freedom of all the healers to be able to hang a shingle and say, this is what I do. I don't want them to fraudulently lie about what they do. I just say, honestly, if you're a homeopath or an herbalist or a chiropractor, you know, you get to be out there on equal footing, and the people get to make a decision and watch the competition bring health care costs down, and I think health outcomes up. But the Democrats want Medicare for All. That's basically saying VA for all. If you think about how many of our soldiers coming back, our veterans, would say, yeah, VA is so awesome, it would be perfect if everybody had it, just like we got it.
Well, let me ask you this. If you were employed by the federal government, all your money came from the federal government, and you're judged on your performance by the federal government can determine whether or not you have an opportunity to work or not. You will be loyal to the federal government. Uncle Sam will be your master, and you will do what Uncle Sam wants.
Mm-hmm.
If you're employed by the private sector, you're going to have to appeal to the people who are responsible for your income, which means the people at large, and you're going to be a patient-centric type of doctor. You're going to be a business that tries to make a better computer. You're going to be a person who tries to make a better automobile. You're going to be a person who tries to make a better designer food. You're going to be a person who wants to make a better dietary supplement. You're going to try to stay on top of this market, because you have to please the people you're working for. Yes, we please the people we're working for in order to remain employed. Well, if you're employed by the federal government as a doctor, you become a part of a single-payer, government-sponsored program where all money for medical care comes from the government. Then those government doctors know who their master is, and they're going to do what their master wants.
Well, and think about the recipients in a Medicare for All scenario. you know, with the Democratic focus on mandating vaccines, they're going to say, listen, if you want your benefits that we've now promised you, you're going to have to be vaccinated fully as an adult, the booster shots every few years, et cetera, even including HPV shots. So don't think this is going to be good for you, especially those of you who like natural medicine. That's not going to be part of this.
Choice and options. Yeah. Choice and options go out the window when government runs it. Not only that, look at this. They're already embracing infanticide.
Mm-hmm.
They're already plotting, you know, they refuse to support a bill that would have made it illegal for government funds to support infanticide and would actually have required that the funding be available for people who were attempted to be aborted but who survived the abortion. They rejected all of that. They voted against all of that. They voted. They have applauded late-term abortion. Well, you think people who think that way, who are in charge then of health care in this country, would not have any hesitation to favor euthanasia for older people? Let's say they determine that you're no longer of worth. They've determined that a newborn baby can be elected to be. Yeah, part of the rationing. Okay, well, no, I don't think that this person who's 95 years old should have that operation because they're going to die in the next 6 months to a year anyway.
Well,
okay,
Jonathan,
well, just cut it off.
That you're not
That's
making
the
that
kind
up.
Of thinking.
That happens already. Like under NHS, I've heard stories that they say, you know what, you're too old, it would not be beneficial to society. So they basically deny this so-called free health care for all. You don't get
not only that.
Yeah.
Not only is it something that they have the power to elect, but the point is there's huge financial pressure on them to find ways to cut the cost of this massive new government program
to prevent inevitable bankruptcies. Hold on, we're out of time. We got to come back. We're going to continue this discussion, and if we have time, we'll talk about the North Korea summit as well. Stick with us. Lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist opposed to will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, if you miss a moment of the Robert Scott Bell Show, especially when we get to do the Sacred Fire of Liberty with Jonathan Ebord, remember, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, UK Health Radio, and YouTube also archive, since we're still on our Monday through Friday show for a couple of more weeks here with GCN, GCNLive.com. Sunday show will continue with GCN as well. Lots of ways to share this information. And Jonathan, again, this discussion we're having about so-called health care for all, Medicare for all, VA for all, so important to describe what you're going to lose if you acquiesce to this concept of health care as a right, which it is not. You can't make it a right. Rights are something that you're born with, not what they want you to have due to some pharmaceutical fantasy you have.
Yeah, and the idea that something of value, here's something of huge value, can be given to you free of charge without anything compensating for it is an absolute lie. The point is that even though there will be huge debts associated with a single-payer system, in the tens of trillions of dollars, the fact is that they will have to tax out of existence the most productive elements of our society in order to even come close to financing this massive boondoggle that will result in bureaucrats making your health care decisions. And in order to do that, they have to bring down the economy. Okay, you bring down the economy. Then what? Who's paying for it? Who then pays for these systems? Mm-hmm. Then you have ballooning debts, and you have no way to pay for it. You've already driven out of existence the most productive elements of society. They've all left to go to Hong Kong, Singapore, wherever they're making their money. And this whole country becomes like the state of California, with everybody looking, and now the state of New York. Mm-hmm. Everybody's looking elsewhere if you have resources, because you don't want to get fleeced by these idiots who run government. I mean, you've got the de Blasio there in New York, absolute moron, who succeeded in getting Amazon to leave the state. He blames that on AOC, and she is part to blame, but he's to blame because he didn't immediately come out and say, hey, we're not going to do what AOC wants us to do. Welcome, Amazon. We're going to cut your taxes some more because of that. Mm-hmm. No, he's part and parcel of it.
And then you have people fleeing, the productive people in New York, fleeing New York. And they're wondering why. I wonder if we should raise taxes again on those who are left there. It's so stupid, and I don't know if that's fixable there. Jonathan, real quick, I want to wrap up with you in the last few minutes here because Kim Jong-un, Donald Trump didn't come to some agreement. But you know what? I give a lot of props to President Trump for engaging in talks to try and resolve problems. I mean, technically, the Korean War police action is not even officially over. And he's the first guy, I don't know in how long, is actually engaged to try and make something happen here.
Well, he's got the lever. He's got the power. He's in the bargaining position of supremacy, and he used it. He said to Kim Jong-un, no. I'm not going to let you get away with just shutting down one of your nuclear facilities when I know you got all these weapons in exchange for us getting rid of these sanctions. Nope. The sanctions are in place. You're going to have to come to the table with a lot more. That's super cool. He proved to the Chinese with this move that this is going to happen to Xi as well unless he realizes that you've got to really come to the table and give the United States more than half a loaf if you're expecting a deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very good. And he blew away the Democrats who were heralding this before it even happened as the biggest sellout of America. Oh, yeah? Well, Donald Trump refused to sell out America, and he's coming home without a deal as a result. Mm-hmm. He just would not do it.
Yeah, and like you said, I think that, you know, there was a time when the political left might be more reticent to engage in militarism, but at this point they've abandoned any principle. It's all about let's hate Trump and let's not support the American ideals of, you know, things that are good for America. And so in this, you know, particular instance, again, we have disagreements with certain Trump policies here. We are intellectually honest about our principles, but on this, I like that he's engaging and talking here. I think that's a wise thing to do. And unfortunately, the Democrat leftists and maybe even some people that are considered the neocon parts of the Republican Party may not want to engage, but I think it's a good idea.
Touche, Robert.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah. So, Jonathan, we got not much time left, but again, it's always a great joy to be with you to talk about these principles rooted in our constitutional governance that has so long ago apparently been abandoned by much of the American electorate, much less those who are serving in government or those in the bureaucratic oligarchy. So we'll continue to get together and hold our feet to the fire and hopefully inform the folks that are listening that there are other ways to go to bring back that power to heal, even politically, back where it belongs.
You bet. You bet, Robert.
All right. Well, that's it. Jonathan Nemord for today. Sacred Fire of Liberty. Thank you all for being here. Remember, archives are available at robertscottbell.com. Link to emord.com. Stick with us. Lots more healing to go. We'll be back tomorrow on the Robert Scott Bell Show because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.